4:52.
The president is set to speak in the White House briefing room next hour all about the looming fiscal cliff. His statement will come after House Speaker John Boehner spoke earlier today, saying he's still open to talks with the president, but President Obama needs to compromise more. Last night, House Republicans rebuked Boehner's Plan B solution to raise taxes on millionaires, and then they went home for the holidays.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hey, Gordon.
Hi there. We expect to hear from the president in about 6 or 7 minutes, I guess, on this subject. You know, many of us have been at the table during contract negotiations. I am excluding the National Hockey League here. They can't seem to get it together either. But you give a little here, the other guy gives a little there, and then you have a deal. Not yet. If not yet, then when? In the immortal words of John Boehner this morning, how we get there, God only knows.
What do you think we're going to hear from the president?
I've made an offer. I don't know what I'm going to hear from him, but I think he's going to say I've made an offer. Look, it's interesting, not to bore you with numbers, but the president is after $1.2 trillion in revenues. Originally, that number was $1.6 trillion. He's offering spending cuts from Medicare and Medicaid and other entitlement programs over 10 years. He's agreed to cut back cost of living increases and Social Security and other entitlements over a 10-year period. Who could have imagined that? The cuts, including defense and other areas, would total about $800 billion. Boehner was talking about $940 billion in higher taxes over the same period. Again, with the higher taxes for Americans who make over $1 million, that would, he says, avert tax increases on something like 99.81%. I mean, they don't seem that far apart. But in the Senate, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell were into the old back and forth again. Reid's talking about, taxes on everybody who make over $250,000 a year. And McConnell says, let's vote on the House passed legislation that extends all the Bush-era tax rates, including those who make over $1 million. On our program, Inside Washington, Charles Krauthammer says the president's objective is to create a civil war among Republicans. Of course, the White House would deny that. They will argue they really do want a deal.
Well, you have your finger on the pulse of things on Capitol Hill. If we go over the fiscal cliff on January 1st, does John Boehner's speakership also go over the cliff?
I can't answer. He said today that he didn't think so. But let me ask you a question. Who would want this job right now? Really?
Good question.
You know, in the days of trading pork for votes, I guess, are over. Where I'm from, we called it bringing home the bacon, a practice now considered corrupt, I guess. But, I mean, what kind of leverage do you have over people? He did remove 3 Tea Party sites from key committees. That's not a way to win support.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gordon.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you.
Well, you speak truth.
Okay.